It's Friday, June 17th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Lahore, Pakistan High Court has upheld the death sentence of two brothers, both Christians, for alleged blasphemy against the false religion of Islam, reports Christian News. Kasir and Amun Ayyab were convicted of so-called blasphemy and sentenced to death by a lower court in December 2018. Their appeal was heard by the Lahore High Court between February 28th and March 4th. The verdict of death was announced on June 8th. Blasphemy against Islam includes the mocking or vilifying of attributes of Islam or denying any of the fundamental beliefs of Islam. For example, a Christian would be guilty of blasphemy against Islam if he dared to claim that the Quran was not divinely revealed or that Muhammad was not a legitimate prophet from God. Islam prescribes death as the fitting punishment. But in Exodus 20, verses 2 and 3, God declared, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me." On Thursday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled below the 30,000-point level for the first time since January 2021, reports CNBC. Investors are worried that the Federal Reserve's aggressive approach toward curbing inflation would bring the economy into a recession. Markets had rallied on Wednesday after the Fed announced its largest rate hike since 1994, but reversed those gains and then some on Thursday. The Dow dropped 2.4% or 741 points to 29,927, while the S&P 500 slipped 3.25%, and the NASDAQ composite slid 4% and touched its lowest level since September of 2020. The California man who admitted to flying across the country to try to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is facing life in prison if convicted after a grand jury returned an indictment on June 15th, reports the Epoc Times. Nicholas John Roski, age 26, of Simi Valley, was indicted on one count of attempting to assassinate a justice of the United States, according to a court filing. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said this about Roski's behavior.
"It's obviously behavior that we will not tolerate. Threats of violence and actual violence against the justices, of course, strike at the heart of our democracy."
On June 8th, Roski flew to an airport in the Washington area and took a taxi to Chevy Chase, Maryland at 1 a.m. After spotting two U.S. deputy marshals standing on the Kavanaugh property, he walked down the street and called 911 on himself. In two separate interviews with law enforcement, Roski admitted that he went to Kavanaugh's home with the intention of breaking into the residence, killing the justice, and then killing himself afterwards. Roski stated that he was motivated by fears that Kavanaugh, a Trump appointee, would rule against Roe v. Wade in the upcoming decision in a case brought by the state of Mississippi. In addition to the gun and ammunition, he also had thermal imaging equipment, a crowbar, a black face mask, a lockpicking kit, zip ties, duct tape, a hammer, and pepper spray. A pro-abortion terrorist group that has claimed responsibility for numerous attacks on U.S. pro-life groups in the past month has declared open season on pro-life ministries in a letter that makes more threats, reports The Blaze. The anarchist group, Jane's Revenge, published a new communique threatening pro-life groups with a campaign of violence if they do not cease their pro-life work. Jane's Revenge said, quote, "Your 30 days expired yesterday. We offered an honorable way out. You could have walked away. Now the leash is off. We have demonstrated in the past month how easy and fun it is to attack. We are versatile, we are mercurial, and we answer to no one but ourselves. We promise to take increasingly drastic measures against oppressive infrastructures. Rest assured that we will. And those measures may not come in the form of something so easily cleaned up as fire and graffiti," end quote. Jane's Revenge has claimed responsibility for at least 16 acts of vandalism or arson that have targeted pro-life groups in the past month. Isaiah 59 verse 7 describes these wicked people well. "Their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. They pursue evil schemes. acts of violence mark their ways. Well, the emails about our little newscast keep coming in to adam@theworldview.com. Gail Brown in Hayden, Idaho wrote, quote, "As a retired public school teacher and missionary to India, I appreciate your reporting on the persecuted church. I'd like to see you include more examples of Christians who stand firm in the face of persecution in the USA to encourage us all to do the same in our sphere of influence. I love your inclusion of scripture and acknowledgement of the impact kids have in their own communities," end quote. And Stephen Troster in Linden, Wisconsin wrote, quote, "I have been listening to The Worldview in 5 minutes for about 6.5 years. I appreciate the focus on remembering our persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ and hearing a biblical perspective on current events. I also enjoy hearing the positive news stories at the end of many newscasts. May the Lord richly bless you as you seek to shed the Lord's light and truth on the news," end quote. Remember, if you write an email about what The Worldview means to you, please include your city and state. And if you're a young person, include your age. Toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, 15 Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate yesterday. Our thanks to David in Sibuing, Michigan, who gave $25, and Kenneth in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, who pledged $5 per month for 12 months for a gift of $60. We're grateful to Todd in Davenport, Iowa, Karen in Highland, New York, and Carrie in Parowan, Utah, each of whom gave $100. Special thanks to James in Kennewick, Washington, and Tim in Cocato, Minnesota, both of whom gave $200, Sarah in Madera, California, who gave $300, as well as Leonard in Erie, Colorado, and Gail in Laura, South Carolina, both of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. And we praise God for Erica in Littleton, Colorado, who gave $365, Raquel in Palm Bay, Florida, who gave $400, Mandy in Walpole, New Hampshire, who gave $500, Raymond in Kingsburg, California, who gave $800, and Ken in Merrill, Wisconsin, who pledged $100 per month for 12 months for a gift of $1,200. Those 15 new gifts total $4,950. Ready for our new grand total? Drumroll, please. $43,760. That means we need to raise $13,240 toward our $57,000 goal by next Friday, June 24th. We still need to find 5 Worldview listeners to pledge $100 per month for 12 months, 6 people to pledge $50 per month for 12 months, and 12 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and then click on the recurring tab button if that's your wish. Thank you for prayerfully investing the resources that God has entrusted to you to keep this Christian newscast on the air. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, June 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.